When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Then give me my theme music!
For the second straight year, Deion Sanders is making a massive overhaul at Colorado. And we don't give a sh**.
We got a few positions already taken care of because I'm bringing my luggage with me. And it's Louis.
Unsportsmanlike conduct now. Poops on Prime.
Oh, good lord. Sean.
Yep. This is where we basically do what we...
How long does this last? I feel like I can smell it now.
Well...
That's why we have the door open.
That's why we have the door open.
Theo writes, try not giving the Buffs bulletin board material this time. It was us last year, John.
Yep.
We caused Nebraska to lose.
Wasn't the fact that they had a quarterback, couldn't even catch a snap.
Correct. It was not that.
Didn't have anything to do with that.
It was not that.
Well, we were going to debut Shedeur Sanders' new song. Thankfully, Joey, doing as all good producers do.
Yes.
Scouted the material ahead of time.
Very quickly.
No.
Yeah.
We would have gotten in trouble by playing this song on the air.
We would have gotten in trouble. Yep. It sounded also horrible, so it's for the best.
Like Jordan father, writes, like son.
So we're having a blind reaction to a song with no Nick. This will be weird. Yeah. We'll have to save this for New Music Friday.
Yeah.
We'll have to do this on a New Music Friday.
But last week... Coach Prime got involved with some of the athletes who were quoted in the story.
Oh, yeah.
Max Olson will join us tomorrow on the Grum.
Can't wait.
And was using Twitter to basically mock them or belittle them for their opinions.
Correct.
And remember, most of the critique in the story, and this was a story about... You know, the 50-some-odd ex-Colorado players who had been let go last year because they weren't Louie.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the harshest criticism was it could have been done better. It could have been done in a more humane way.
That was
basically the gist of the criticism.
John, the criticism this time around, last time around, is always the same for me. It is not that he is moving on from players.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it certainly makes me question their ability to be, like, good sustainably long-term. For the obvious reasons, but my issue with it was never, wow, that's a lot of turnover. I think it's smart to have a lot of turnover. Lincoln Riley did the same thing the previous year with USC.
Correct.
It's the way in which they're doing it. And last week was a great representation of like, oh yeah, this could be done better.
Yeah.
We all say, this could be done better. A story comes out, this could be done better. It's in the story. That's kind of the gist. And then they prove the point of the story by acting like jerks on social media.
Well, Deion Sanders was... recently interviewed by USA Today and explained why he got involved in the first place.
Oh.
And a lot of it was really responding to tweets of other people responding to the players. It was, you know, uber anxious Prime fans or Colorado fans basically trying to discredit some of these young men and some of their accomplishments post-Colorado. And Prime said in that interview with USA Today, I got to do better on that and not ride with it. But I was bored.
Bored?
I was bored and I didn't say nothing hurtful. I don't attack people. Well, I mean, he pretty much did. There was one particular tweet, a young man who had transferred.
Yeah.
And someone took the side of the player who criticized Sanders and the stats were reposted and Prime was basically reacting to this young man who didn't have the greatest stats in the world, this ex-Colorado player, and just said, Lord Jesus. Basically just making fun of it.
Come on, we know the implication. Reread that whole quote for me one more time.
I got to do better on that and not ride with it, but I was bored. I was bored and I didn't say nothing hurtful. I don't attack people.
All right, so the first part, I was bored. I mean, you could unpack that thing for a while if you wanted to.
Yes, you could, because if you're a college football coach these days and you're bored...
Especially right now, right?
You probably could refocus those energies somewhere else. But for a guy who notably doesn't do a lot of recruiting, unless they come to him, I guess you could be bored.
Yeah, and so I would start there. The other part would be, you know, he says he didn't say anything hurtful. I mean, that is in the eye of the beholder. It's not, you know, if I said, John, you're a jerk, and then I'm like, that's not hurtful. But if you're like, no, that is hurtful to me, it's like, I guess I can't argue with how you feel about it being mm-hmm. hurtful. Also, come on, let's be honest. Like, we know what he was implying.
Sure.
We know what he's implying with the thing that you just read out loud.
Well, and it wasn't just that. It was his son was doing the same thing. The son whose music we cannot play.
The son whose music we cannot play.
And trust us, we heard a little bit of it. It's not that good.
It's not
anyway.
That good. Yeah.
You're not going to miss
terrible.
It. It's terrible. What will be fascinating is once we get closer to the season, which is still 4 months away.
Not that we're counting down.
But will the national media fawning be as intense this year? Or will some of the new car smell wear off? And will some of the antics of this offseason? I mean, last year, a lot of it was, I mean, they gave Prime carte blanche to do and say what he wanted. But now we've got a season under our belts, and now we've seen what happens.
I'm going to push back, and not that I disagree with your description of how the media responded to him, but I will say, in the offseason last year, there was a little bit of like, huh, don't really know if this is the right way to go about it. And there was criticism. And then you know what happened? And look, we all know what those teams were by the end of the year. But mm-hmm. in the moment, they got off to that 3-0 start. And I think a lot of us, and I would say, I mean, I thought that they were going to go to a bowl as they got off to the 3-0 start. I think we overcorrected to a degree that's yes. when it went, that's when it went overboard. But I remember in the preseason, I mean, literally, it's like a year ago now. We're doing the same thing a year ago of, what? Why do you have to act this way? Why do you have to treat it this way? I have sensed, at least this is me, that there is a bit more of a gun-shy nature, not even of being critical versus positive, but just talking about it in general. You know, like Max is going to be so interesting to talk to. He caught so much crap just for writing that story.
Yes.
You know?
Just giving those players a voice
yeah.
was criminal in nature to some of those people. Because, I mean, like a lot of things in our society, you know, we get compartmentalized and we become tribal.
Yep.
And it's, you know, it's my side or no side. And Max were just, and I thought it was a great concept for a story because it is rather interesting. There's a lot of guys that got let go.
Yeah, isn't the question, did they all stink, or did any of them play well somewhere else, right?
But yes, it will be an interesting conversation with Max, especially given now we've now had a week to, he's had a week to get some of the feedback, and other people have had a week to deliver their feedback. But I do wonder if, when we get to the beginning of the season, if Colorado's going to be the same kind of darling that they were September of last year.
I don't think they will, and I agree with what Josh tweets in. He says his old football buddies will continue to support him, but the backlash began late last season. He's talking about Ari Wasserman, who's a colleague of Max. He blasts him regularly. Yeah, I don't really hear
sure,
from
him. But right, yeah.
Now, there's a difference between that contingent of the media, talk shows, you know, like us, writers. I know what they're going to do on television, but they always fawn
sure.
over coaches. But I think the collective... I don't think that the fawning is going to be there anymore, barring them going on this incredible run mm-hmm. the whole year that ultimately warrants it. But I think that there will be a lot of, let's chill out. Let's chill out, even if they got off to another 3-0 start, which would obviously be bad around here. Remember, though, they will play on that opening Thursday. They will play on that opening Thursday. Jed reminds us that the season is 109 days away. I am not reminding you, but Jed is. Only 109 days away.
It's a long way. Long time.
Is it?
Very long time.
Think of 109 days ago. It feels like it was yesterday.
You're not allowed to talk about that.
I'm not counting down. I'm looking to the past. I'm not allowed to look into the past? Interesting.
No, you're doing it in an effort to count down.
But it's 109 days ago was January 19th.
All right, we don't have to talk about what happened around January 19th, Joey. We don't have to.
What did happen around January?
Rams lost.
Well, wild card weekend. Packers over Cowboys, too. Yeah.
Can't wait for Joey's schedule prediction to be very wrong. It's making me emotional thinking about how
bad
his schedule is.
I'm sure it is. Well, coming up next, it's time for some content. Somebody correctly surmised that last night felt must win for the Denver Nuggets.
He did.
And oh boy, did they do anything but must win.
Yeah, did you see what Woody Hayes wrote about them? I will read you a quote.
Woody Hayes? Woody Hayes, the dead head coach of Ohio State?
Wait till you see what he wrote.
Wow.
He rose from the grave.
I bet he had a
But Woody Page, who, you know, also is old.
Also, Tom Brady's ex has...
Has she opined now?
She's opined on the... On the roast. We also found out how much Tom Brady made for that roast.
Oh.
Yeah, he made a pretty penny.
You
to
can
have
make
jokes
fun of me for however much the money this is. By the way, John, a reminder, speaking of money, you know, I'm not going to roast you and pay you for it, but you could win your chance to win $5,000 for all your home improvement plans in the Field of Green sweepstakes. It's available now at 1620thezone.com. How awesome would that be?
It would be tremendous.
Yeah.
Visit 1620thezone.com and find out more today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.